This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora everyone, and welcome to A Meaningful Life, where we dive into stories of faith, purpose, and transformation. Today I'm thrilled to chat with Earl of Virtue, who's got an inspiring journey to share about discovering her calling and living for Christ. Erla, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you here. Why don't you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, good afternoon, friends. My name is Erla Virtue. I'm from Featherston. And it's a privilege for me to be a visitor this time. And I want to thank Kenny and John to invite me. Maybe I can share with you how my life changed, as I walk in my journey of life.
Anything else you would like to add in terms of backstory, things that we can actually grab from your life or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's better for me to share, the journey I had when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you are young, you're just like carefree life. And then you choose a partner, a husband that you think, you like charm by looks. And, mm-hmm. And then you don't realize that because around the time I'm so young and so naive. And mm-hmm. then I didn't know the Lord personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose... Like, he is a basketball star.
Mm-hmm.
He's maybe in our area, he's like a kind of famous as a basketball star, tall, dark, and handsome in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
But then, life is not just like that, So I married young in a whirlwind romance. And then the choices that I make that cost so much for my life because both of us don't know the Lord. And then, mm-hmm. His kind of life is a carefree life as well. And there's a lot of women hanging on to him because he's a star. He's a basketball star. And then, my life is really kind of downward from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel hurt. I feel betrayed, abused physically, mm-hmm. mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But then, life has to go on because in the Philippines, they said, hey, you're married to him, you're married forever. So there's kind of entrapment, but uh-huh. by the grace of God, the Lord knows the desires of my heart. And later on, we've been separated.
Mm.
And later on, I known that he died.
Mm-hmm.
And, along that time, I was... I was in Singapore doing housework, mm-hmm. domestic helper in Singapore. And that was the time really that I encountered the Lord in a high peak of my spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I learned a lot from there, including mm-hmm. Finding a right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then later on, I met Ken.
Mm.
Yeah. And the journey we have. And, looking back, the choices that I have mm-hmm. without God is really kind of my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't have that kind of wisdom, you don't have that kind of maybe knowledge of what you will become one day.
Mm-hmm.
But with Ken, I prayed for,
mm-hmm.
There is one thing in my life that after Singapore and I go back home and have my own business and, I have two boys around the time
mm-hmm.
that I really kind of, in my low moment, I cried out to the Lord, just help me, if you have someone for me, you choose. I failed once, mm-hmm. And then at that time, it's just something that I have a friend that we've been together in Singapore. We've been also in one town.
Mm-hmm.
And she married Kiwi one
mm-hmm.
from Wainuata.
Mm-hmm.
So in just a joke, I said to her, Janet, maybe you can find, can you find a Christian man for me?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no problem, just give me your photo. And then, and that's the start. So in some period of time, Ken's letter arrived, and we've been pen friends for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
And then he invited me to be married here in New Zealand. And that's the turning point of me. Because, you know, the experience you have before, and now, you know, you're thinking you have two boys. New Zealand is, I don't know the place, you mm-hmm. know. America, yes, I've been to San Francisco. But, mm-hmm. you know, New Zealand is no way. So I asked the Lord. I asked the Lord for confirmation if Ken is really the right one. And that's the difference mm-hmm. you prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask God, and then God answers. So God answers, the confirmation is through the Bible verse
mm-hmm.
that I treasure it
mm-hmm.
in my Christian walk. The first heading of one letter, the first heading is, it says, unless God builds the house, the labor in vain who builds it.
Amen.
And then in the second one, that very verse mm-hmm. is the verse that's been given to us when... during our house blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a family verse to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second confirmation, in the middle of his letter, he said to me that, Erla, I want to be this a motto for you and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Choose whom today you will serve, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And that very verse, mm-hmm. when I became a Christian and been baptized,
mm-hmm.
This is what I say to the Lord. Lord, I have nothing to ask you, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the history of me and Ken, and later on, you know, from there, God answers our prayer
mm-hmm.
because of the problem of immigration. Instead of spring wedding, we end up winter wedding the next year.
Uh-huh.
And then, from there, my prayer is also, I asked the Lord one time that, like, Lord, if you have someone for me, I want to have someone that we can work together for you.
Mm-hmm.
And all that prayers has been answered when I meet Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Ken is the answer to my prayers way back, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a very fascinating, interesting, and inspiring story, Erla. Folks, if you are listening in, if you have any questions to ask Erla, just or comment, or just shout out, you can text me at 027-341-7908, and we will endeavor to read your shout out, questions, or comments. So just to have a short wrap up with regards to what Erla said. So folks, listen very well. She made mistakes in terms of having romantic relationships, but there comes in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
He moved in mysterious ways.
Amen.
Who would have ever thought, according to Erla, who would have ever thought that she will be able to come here in New Zealand and find the love of her life? And that's absolutely amazing, folks. So if we would like to find the love of our life, God is going to be there. If we would allow Him to guide us through, God will be there. And of course, as I have made many mistakes, also Erla has made many mistakes, if we do it on our own, most likely we will make that mistake. But with God, everything is perfect. So I would just like to move to some questions, Erla. So Erla, what was the key event in your life that helped you discover your purpose and start living a more meaningful life?
Well, for me, you know, that Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans that I have for
mm-hmm.
you, plans to prosper you, plans to for the hope of and to prosper you and hope for your future. That very kind of verse that really, encouraged me mm-hmm. in my walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I know the truth of Jesus Christ was understood by me, it changes my life
mm-hmm.
at the crisis point.
Mm-hmm.
It demands tell the truth to your friends, to your families, mm-hmm. you know, and to the people around you. And it's not easy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, being the only one become a born again Christian and family in the family of devoted Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my youngest brother is a priest assistant. My mom is like an elders, and every time uh-huh. they come to the village, we cater them for food and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly you change. And even my mom said to me, "You Protestants, you always protest," you know. But then by the grace of God, through my prayer, I just like my family as I asked the Lord before, for my family will serve you.
Yeah.
So through that desire, I know it is God's will as well. So it in lines, like, you know, my mom become a born again
mm-hmm.
a believer, and then my youngest brother, who is a priest assistant,
mm-hmm.
become a born again. You know, the priest finance his college, his university.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he is in the ship, because he is an Indian engineer in the ship,
mm-hmm.
their captain is a Christian, and they do have wow. Bible study in the ship.
Wow.
And now when I look at my family and my brother, you know, from, you know, a priest assistant to a born-again Christian, marrying a Christian woman, and the children is so kind of, we can see it like kind of different one, you know, as the outside world can see. But, you know, the work of the Lord in their lives is a must.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. Folks, yeah. You heard it from Erla. Sometimes it's very difficult to actually tell the truth.
Yes.
It's embarrassing, but it's actually, according to the Bible, it is liberating. It is refreshing. And it's always nice to talk about the truth because you don't have to tell lies anymore.
Yes.
And when you speak the truth, things change. Just like what happened to Erla's family. Her mom became a born-again believer. His younger brother, who was actually a priest assistant before, studied, you know, by the grace of their church during that time, also became a born-again believer. So how does it feel for you that your family has received Christ as Lord and Savior?
Oh, this is the fulfillment for me of my dreams and desire, that, you know, my family will serve the Lord. And not only that, the whole family, seven sisters and two brothers, they all agree for our house, you know, a family house, who is all financed by my brother, who is a seaman.
Wow.
And the number one supporter of us.
Mm-hmm.
And given to us to make it a mission base
mm-hmm.
until now. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the Philippines, if you go to Negros, we have a mission house. We have a 4-bedroom house, can cater at least about 10 to 12 persons.
Wow.
So we had the mission house.
Oh.
And that's all because when you prayed and you asked the Lord in according to His will,
uh-huh.
then it will be done.
Yes. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
So folks listening in, if you are a believer and you would like to support Ken and Erla's mission in the Philippines, I would like to encourage you, just reach out to us. You can comment in our FB page, and you can text me at 0273417908. And I would just like to dig deeper in that essence of a story. So Erla became the first born again believer. The family followed suit. Now, his brother is a partner in the ministry.
Yes.
That's absolutely amazing. And so, and I'm just curious, what is happening to your brother's family right now?
Well, my brother's family, they're really kind of a devoted one.
Mm-hmm.
Even the children's been using the church, the eldest daughter's been a choir member.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, she excel in her music area
mm-hmm.
and she can write her songs now.
So she's also a composer.
Yes.
That's Amazing.
Under the Metropolitan Baptist Church in Manila.
That's excellent. That's amazing. So it's not only your family who was able to confirm Joshua 24, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, because of Erla's desire to obey Jesus. Now his brother's family is actually experiencing the same thing. Now, in Luke's gospel, Jesus teaches crowds about true commitment to him, emphasizing that discipleship requires prioritizing him above all else. And in Luke 14:27-28 says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Now my question for you, in connection with that verse, how did you reach a decision to become a disciple of Christ? And what did it mean for you to embrace the cost of following him?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, when you know the truth, you know, it follows calling.
Yes.
And the calling is costly, because mm-hmm. there you have your family, you have some kind of costing of your time and efforts and mm-hmm. everything. But it surpasses if you know God's will for your life uh-huh. and you follow.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you pay the price, but you actually receive the blessing. Yeah, and just like what happened to Erla and her family and with Ken, they paid the cost. It's mm-hmm. dear. It's very dear. Mm-hmm. You have to love God first, above anything, anyone, even yourself first. But now it's paying dividends. Now Erla is experiencing the best time perhaps in your life, living with purpose, filled with meaning. And I would suppose that you have inspired a lot of people along the way. Can you tell us about your Negros mission house? How many children have you inspired, and where are they now? If you can give us an idea.
When we have that ministry, because the first lot of our ministry, when God calls Ken mm-hmm. to go to the Philippines, and I'm the one who is like saying, no, the Philippines is hot, it's crowded, it's blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm thinking of human terms, the cost, you know. So Ken is as a pensioner.
Uh-huh.
I'm working as a process worker.
Mm-hmm.
We have the mortgage. Mm-hmm. Go to the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
It cost it, you know, money and things. I said no, because I had a full time job for 9 years,
uh-huh.
for 7 years.
Yeah.
So that's what the cost. But then, you know, if you know the truth and you have the calling,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can say no to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, the time that we said yes to him to go to the Philippines,
uh-huh.
and I know I get it's so much of holding back.
The
day that we've been going to travel to the Philippines, I opened the curtain,
uh-huh.
and I said to the Lord, Lord, I will just close my eyes and go.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. You know that heaviness, the doubts and everything is all like falling off.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the time we sat down on the plane, Ken said to me, don't ever think of New Zealand. Think of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
When we arrived in the Philippines, the first Bible study in the family, four received Christ.
Wow.
And the young children, the confirmation mm-hmm. right there and then.
Wow.
And then, you know, the family is gradually knowing us. But because we have to go north, because our mission is not yet in Negros,
mm-hmm.
we've been called to be an itinerant minister in the north. So mm-hmm. we stayed in Baguio. We've been sending out to Rojas, Isabela,
uh-huh.
you know, Ilocos Norte, the places that I haven't been to. And the work of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. is just like, you know, because of that obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, I didn't even like know what is my role, because most of the time Ken is the frontliner. I am the one who was supporting him. I am the one who cuts people when they fall off.
Uh-huh.
You know that even the comments of the pastor back north is a good combination of ministry.
Yeah.
Because Ken was a pioneer and I am a Filipina, and I know the heartbeat of people.
Uh-huh.
So it's prosper. Then later on, when we go back to Negros, I even said to the Lord, if you really called me to be a missionary, I want to start from the bottom. So EPTS, you know, Asia Pacific Theological Seminary in Baguio, that's where we stay for 6 months. We hired a room for a student flat. To leave our things, go somewhere else. You know, we've been even to the very end of Ilocos Norte, you know, in Pagudpud. We've been there. We've been invited there. So that's what our life. And along this time, Ken is already like 80 plus. Ministering to the pastors. He's been invited to speak in Lubic, in Luzon Bible College in Pangasinan, in their 50th anniversary. So our life is go, go, go. We've been even minister not only for Sunday, but midweek we've been invited to like Bible study or teach and things like that. So it's all open my eyes, what is there in my hands to use. So then when we, after that about 5 years, when we go back home to say goodbye to the family and back to New Zealand, Kian had a vision. And God showed him the big trucking, full load of sugarcane. And then God said to him, this is the harvest of Ayungun. Ayungun is the name of the village where we are in. The mission house is not given to us yet. And then when I asked the Lord, if you call me to be a missionary, I want to start from the bottom. So I studied in 6 weeks course as a missionary course in Baguio. So when we go back home, just open the doors. The mission house given to us, and we have the confirmation from the Lord of truckload. So we start from gathering young people. There's one councilman asked me, would you like to minister to these young people? They called it back home for its club. And we invited them and have a big barbecue afternoon. And they all enjoy. 48 of them. About 40-something received Christ. And it's, we're about to go back home to New Zealand. And Ken said to me, what are we going to do with these souls? I said to Ken, remember, we don't hold a church. We're just only a missionary. And yes, we do have a title of a pastor, but we haven't been, you know, holding a church. And then, I said to Ken, well, God will provide. And it is indeed. There is a one pastor from Manila going home for her, for his wife to give birth, and is looking for ministry. And right then and there, we accept him to be minister to these young people, because when we left, we baptized 20 of them. And that's the beginning of the church. And can you imagine, in one Bible study, out of young people, you got 24, 25 young people, just a Bible study. So we have, we in the afternoon, we have kind of feeding program. We had the arroz caldo and then Bible stories for children. That's our church, Bible stories for children. And then we have a house church in the mission house, then start from there. Now we're going to be, to celebrate this year for 10th year anniversary. From the mission house, that kind of house church, then by the grace of God, we managed to fundraise from here and buy a land, a piece of land from my brother, you know, that is a seaman, had an empty lot along the road, and we bought it from him, and we built a church.
Wow, that's actually amazing, folks, if you are listening in and you would like to be part of this very inspirational ministry of Ken and Erla in Negros in the Philippines. I would like to encourage you to support them. First of all, prayers. And of course, if you have the ability to provide them, let's say, materials or financial aid, that will be awesome. I mean, look at what happened. They paid the cost of discipleship. They did not only go there, but according to Erla, she also learned to be a missionary, studied for 6 months, and then everything just panned out. I mean, Ken was actually ministering to pastors, and then they were able to have that from the mission house to a house church across the street, where they were able to buy a lot and then eventually build a physical church there. And, you know, that's the story goes on that, you know, they had 24 children, and perhaps they're actually young professionals right now, because that was 10 years ago. And by the way, advance happy anniversary, 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. If you would see the impact and the power of this type of ministry, I mean, it's amazing. One soul who receives Christ as Lord and Savior, it's worth it. Mm. Very much.
Amen to that. And, you know, from these young people, now they are young professional. Mm-hmm. You know, they go, you know, finding jobs somewhere else in Manila or abroad. But then, you know, they have a church to come to.
Yes.
And then, you know, from these children, from this feeding program, mm-hmm. they become, you know, children, you know, and then they become young teens.
Yeah.
And these young teens become a young people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the progress. That's why, you know, I mentioned about building the platform for the next generation. Because the culture of the church is like that, you know, back home. We had a lot of young people. We have a lot of children in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, God, like, fulfill the desires, you know. And even to have a church, that the kind of church we have, you know, that people like one of the member that is not permanently in there, mm-hmm. but as he lives in the city, once before dream of one day we will have a church the same, like, you know, we can worship freely and things, and then when it happened, you know, from the vision of somebody as well in the village, and uh-huh. come into fulfillment, and then you talk and you join together, and how awesome God it is.
Amen to that. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. And folks, you are listening to a woman of faith. You are hearing it firsthand, what the Lord has done for her, and now what she is allowing God to do through her together with her husband Ken.
Who
imagine
is 93 years old.
93 years old and still going strong. Yes. I mean, young people or people in 50s like me, there is no excuse. If Ken can do that, we can actually do mission work as well. Spread the gospel and be inspired by the virtue couple. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a song break for a bit. We are going to listen to Pat Barrett, the song Build My Life. It's an amazing song, and it is perfect as a backdrop to the story of Erla Virtue.
Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
There is no one like you. There is no
So we are back with Erla Virtue, and that was a very nice song from Pat Barrett, Build My Life, a life that is built upon the rock, Jesus. It's the best life ever. And I would just like to read one of our listeners' comments. It comes from Kini Bermulen. She says, "It's amazing to listen to your story, Erla, and how passionate you are in your love for the Lord Jesus. May He continue to use you and Ken in His kingdom through the years. Ken at 93 and still going. Definitely no retirement in God's work. You are both so inspiring." Thank you so much, Kenny, for that. So we are back having a blast interviewing Erla Virtue. What a wonderful story. I hope that listeners, you know, jump in the bandwagon, do mission work wherever God has called you, pay the cost of discipleship, and look at the harvest that God is going to reap through you. So according to 2 Corinthians 1 chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God." So Erla, what advice or encouragement can you share with our listeners who might be facing similar challenges in their lives, maybe doubt or faithlessness?
Yes, for me, from this experience that I can share, in life we face all kinds of trials, tribulations, temptations, hardship, and everything. The one thing that I can share with you is have that personal relationship with the Lord, mm-hmm. because He knows everything. Mm-hmm. You know, He can answer the longings, the things that that we desired for. Mm-hmm. And you know, the one thing is, like, for me during that time of trouble, times of pain, the hurts, the betrayal, and everything, I just rely in the truth of His word, found mm-hmm. in Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all you are who labor and heavy laden, mm-hmm. and I will give you rest." That's what I want to share with you. Mm-hmm. In any situation, come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Come to know Him in a personal way, not only in name, in a personal way, because He is the only way. He is the only truth, amen. And He is the life. He has the power to heal. He has the power to set you free for whatever entanglement you have in your life that mm-hmm. entraps you
yeah.
for your future. For moving forward, He can give you peace that passes all your understanding. That is my comfort for you.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I mean, we all have doubts. And we have our weak moments, but we can rely on Jesus, who died on the cross for you and for me, and is still interceding for us while He is in heaven. And you cannot just imagine how He loves you, He loves me, and finding value in the way Jesus views us, that is very, very powerful. And that's amazing. I mean, if you have listened well to the story of Erla, you know that she has depended on God. There's absolute release of all anxiety and doubts in the process. And look at her. She is just living a very purposeful and a very meaningful life. According to Psalm 37, verse 4 to 5, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act." So, Erla, looking back, what's one thing you'd tell your younger self about pursuing a life with purpose?
Well, the first thing that, passing through that moment, the period of time, when my life is without Jesus and mm-hmm. now with Jesus,
yes.
I said to myself, "How I wish I know you before. I didn't make mistake even choosing the right one for me,
Yeah.
So, and then, looking back, even like in the crucial point of my life, mm-hmm. that I feel lonely, I feel like empty. Every time I come in my bended knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share with you the kind of funny moments I have with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, the relationship of the Lord is not only in reading the Bible, but, you know, in talking to Him, walk with Him, you know, bear your heart to Him, mm-hmm. and He will answer you. I have an experience of that. One night, I have just like, you know, in a moment of like feeling lonely, mm-hmm. My shop is running down. My children is growing up. I had a bill from water, electricity, and everything. You know that kind of life back in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then suddenly that loneliness, Lord, I want to have a shoulder to cry on.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Jesus did when I stand up and raise my hand.
Mm-hmm.
He danced with me and offered His shoulder to me. Mm-hmm. And I let me cry with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it all emptied with whatever I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've been set free.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's why being a Christian is not only a label.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship with your Savior, the one who knows everything and save you from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, for He knows the plans He has for you, you know, and He knows, you know, our future.
Yes.
So that's why my encouragement is take time
mm-hmm.
to have a relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
He's real.
Yeah.
He's alive. I know it, and I know for real.
Yeah, that's obvious, right?
Yeah.
Just looking at how joyful Erla is right now, that's absolutely amazing. I would just like to go a bit deeper in that conversation about Erla having that deep relationship with Christ. How does that deep relationship look like? How does it happen every day? Can you tell us about your experience with Christ? Very much.
Like you're washing the dishes, and
uh-huh.
suddenly you look up the sky, and then you can say, you know, while wiping the dishes, shine, Jesus, shine. It's just like an out of the blue, the Holy Spirit was just blow some whispers on you,
uh-huh.
whispers of encouragement, of joyful things, you know. And that's how my experience is with the Lord. You know, even in my deepest moment, I can't mm-hmm. and I can cry like for Ken, for him, the revelation that he has from the Lord. Let's say when God speaks to him,
mm-hmm.
most of the time in the toilet, in the shower, God speaks to him, and then in his bed, you know, and he had that note to write it down what the Lord says to him in his thinking.
Yeah.
Mine is different.
Mm.
Once I know there's a prompting in me, I will go out.
Okay.
I will go out in the lounge, and I said to the Lord, I miss you so much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how my relationship is. I miss you so much. And then suddenly you're like singing. And then there is a time even like I'm dancing like a ballerina.
Yeah.
I don't know. That is my experience with him.
Yeah.
Just the Holy Spirit just turned up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus is truly the lover of our soul.
Yes.
And He is our groom, and we are the bride, the church. And if you would just be able to listen to Erla and the joy that she emits while describing that relationship with Jesus Christ, it's really personal. It's really deep. And He will meet you wherever you are. Just like what she was saying a while ago, she meets Jesus differently. When she finds an urge, she just goes out and just engages with the Lord. And Ken is a different thing. Ken would have his notepad maybe to scribble down the revelations of God. So the Lord will treat us according to our uniqueness.
Yeah.
Can you share more, please?
Yeah, and most of the time through his words.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time the confirmation he had for me, it's through the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's him because it's found in the Bible. It's
Amen.
Found his written word. So, and even like in my prayer, sometimes, you know, Lord, you said in your words like this. Lord, you said, you know, it's not like, it's so much on fear of him. No.
Yeah.
And he's longing for that relationship
yes.
with us.
Yes.
You know, that's why he longs for. Our Father longs for. The Holy Spirit is like pouring out the information about Jesus.
Yeah.
And then we know, and then we act and in obedience and things. That's how supposed to be relationship with the Lord is.
Yeah, it's true. And folks, listen well. Erla just said a very important point wherein she is able to confirm the experience, the encounter, and the revelations of God through the Bible. So that's very important. It's not just about the feeling, perhaps, but it is the truth.
The truth.
Beyond the feeling.
Yes.
And that's absolutely something that we should aspire to, be disciplined to actually do, diligently read the Word, meditate on it, and just experience God through the Word, through our personal encounters with Him, through the work, or whatever we do, because He is Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. He is God with us. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, if she's going to talk to a younger Erla, what she's going to say is, I should have met you, Jesus, while I was young. Yeah. I could have avoided so many mistakes.
Yeah.
So, folks, listen and listen well to people like Erla, because she is filled with rich experience with what it means to be redeemed, what it means to be rescued, and what it means to obey God and pay the cost of discipleship. Yeah, 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. So, Erla, what does finishing well in this life look like for you and Ken?
Well, you know, in finishing well, you know, you have that moment that, Lord, how I wish, you know, that in Psalms 23 verse 6, you know, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
love
and
it.
I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is my very dream, and then my end life, growing old with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I want to finish well with that. You know, that a kind of relationship that even you're in this earth, your relationship is still, you're feeling like you're in heaven, even though in here, to dwell in His house. That is my very desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The first time I encountered that verse, it encouraged me. It fires me up to go more.
Yeah.
It leads me into like being faithful. I know there is a lot of mistakes in my life.
Yes.
But God is so faithful. Mm-hmm. You know, when we ask for forgiveness, He will bring you back in the track that you are in, because He's always wanting. You know, when we fall off, He's always there, His hands, as long as you are aware of where you're going, of who you are. Yeah.
That is so true. And folks, just listen to what Erla said. She's not focusing on worldly pursuits. She's not focusing on any worldly ambition or to fulfill the desires of her flesh. She is just focusing on God, Jesus, her relationship with Him, and how her life would look like if she used her last breath for the glory of Jesus. And I would just like to ask you, in terms of the ministry back in Negros, in the Philippines, what do you envision that ministry to be before God takes you to heaven?
Well, you know, imparting your life to them, leading them, how I wish, you know, they will have the same faithfulness you have. But, you know, this life nowadays, especially for the lives of young people, you know, the media and everything that draws them back.
Yeah.
How I wish the influence I had before is not the same with the influence now. Because the influence now, even for myself, sometimes if I draw myself in YouTube and find something, you know, instead of, I feel guilty, instead of wasting my time in YouTube, you know, I can be spending time with the Lord and things like that.
Yeah.
So, especially for the young people now. So how I wish, you know, look at this thing, how I wish if only we can gather them together and lead them into the finishing line, you know. And you know, from we have now, looking to this life of children who've been feeding with, and then they grow up still in the church. They've been used as a tambourine dancers, flags and things, you know. And then, you know, look at them, you know, they are in the Sunday school, and, you know, these young teens before become a young people who teach the young teens, you know.
Yeah.
What could you ask for more?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that really kind of maybe fear or that their lives will be scattered away because of the enemy.
Yeah.
Remember, his goal to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Yeah.
So, as much as I can, if I can have that for them, you know, the life, the fulfillment of life with Jesus, mm-hmm. that will be my, you know, my finishing line.
That's so true. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says that we are prepared for God's workmanship. Mm. And so it means that we have a predestined state. Mm. And Erla is emphasizing that if she's going to finish strong, she is going to impart her life as an imitation of Christ, so that these children who become teenagers, becomes young people, and who becomes parents themselves will be able to train the next generation. And so for Erla, finishing well together with Ken means that they are going to leave a legacy.
A legacy.
That's yes. amazing. And if you're going to envision, what type of legacy will that be, Erla? What would that be?
My one, if they can like focus on their relationship with the Lord, I have no fear with that.
Yes.
Yeah, because as long as their minds is in Jesus, I've been sold out with that.
Yes, 100%. I mean, that is exactly what discipleship is all about. Pushing them towards a deeper relationship with Christ, mm. because you experience that relationship.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you know it's for the best.
Mm.
And sometimes people will say it's difficult to have a relationship with Christ because they don't know Christ.
Yes, and don't have that right relationship. Because if you have that right relationship, it transforms you.
Yes.
It molds you.
Yes.
To be who you are.
Yeah, and imagine what happened to Erla before. She was rescued by God, redeemed, and now she is paying it forward because she wants the next generation to experience Christ the way she is experiencing Christ now, and maybe even better. And that's something amazing if you're going to look at these children now training the next generation, and they are living the life that they are predestined to live. And that is more than enough for Erla and Ken. So I would like to ask you if there is any final words you would like to share so that, you know, the people listening in will be able to go deeper in their faith and relationship with God, or perhaps inspire them to just pay the cost of discipleship, live out a meaningful and purposeful life according to God's will.
You know, my thoughts for you is to, first and foremost, you know, the basic to have that right relationship.
Mm-hmm.
with Jesus. Know him well.
Yes.
And invite him to interact with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, we cannot limit him.
Yes.
The way he did for me is not might be not the same for you.
Yes.
It's you know, the way he encouraged me might not the same like, you know, I've been into. But the good thing is my one thing before I go is like to have that relationship. And for you, if you don't have that kind of feeling that, you know, God, it seems like didn't get in, just try.
Mm-hmm.
He is waiting. He is willing to have that relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, God the Father. I'm actually a father who longs for my contact with my daughters. And when we have that conversation, I am so enthused in that conversation. I am so engaged. And so it actually enhances the relationship. And so what Erla is saying as well, I would like to emphasize that if you communicate to God, he is just waiting for you.
Yeah.
Imagine God is actually looking after you when you are asleep.
Yes.
When you are awake, he is there. Mm-hmm. He is so sweet and he is so loving. Can you share an experience that is similar to that? You know that God is watching you, taking care of you, protecting you, Erla?
Yes, sometimes you can feel the presence. You mm-hmm. can feel the presence that, you know, like going to bed in your prayer. And you go to bed and smiles because you know that you have somebody, you know, God has somebody, you know, taking care of you.
Oh.
You know, that assurance that kind of feeling that you're sold out, you're secure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't have fear. And the good thing is you know who you are.
Oh.
You know, because of God relation, because of your relationship with the Lord, He also trusts you to do the same.
Yes.
Like you have the power to shake off this enemy,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
to trample on snakes and scorpions, mm-hmm. you see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have that power. He has given us authority to trample on snakes and scorpions.
Yeah.
So in that mindset, knowing who you are and confidence that you are not alone in every way till death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
So what could you ask for more?
That's so true. And, you know, God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever He has promised, He is going to deliver that. I mean, for people who are listening in, know that you are loved, because most of the time we make mistakes when we try to pursue the wrong type of love. And we try to define who we are and value who we are according to the world. And Erla, you know, emphasized that if you know your identity in Christ, mm-hmm. you are going to be secure.
Yes.
And that's amazing. So, Erla, can you please pray for our listeners right now and just bless them?
Hallelujah. Lord, praise you and glorify you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be a part of this time of Father God, Lord, where we can talk to you, where mm-hmm. we can share about you. Lord, we thank you for our John. And Kenny, Lord, I pray for blessings upon them, their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray, oh, Father God, Lord, that this ministry will go far because it will bring glory to you, Lord. Lord, for someone out there, oh, Father God, listening, mm-hmm. I pray that they will open their heart to
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
and get involved and let God involve in their life as our Heavenly Father longs for relationship, Lord. I pray, oh, Father God, Lord, that, you know, that longing of somebody out there will meet tonight in the mm-hmm. name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you know the plans, the purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know their desires.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray, oh, Father God, Lord, in your own way, Lord, and in their own way as well, oh, Father God, Lord, that they will meet you and they will meet, you will meet their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done in our lives, Lord. And for somebody out there, oh, Father God, Lord, who didn't know you, I pray, oh, Father God, Lord, that you will make a way for them, that they will find some mm-hmm. salvation, Lord, that you, Father God, Lord, dream for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray, oh, Father God, Lord, that you will help these people, especially, Lord, the people that needed Lord, help in their health,
yes.
Lord, in their way of life. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father God, Lord, I pray for blessings. I pray, oh, Father God, Lord, that you will let them see the right and the wrong. Oh, Father mm-hmm. God, Lord, that you will lead them, Lord, into the path that you want them to be. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you, Lord, for everything. And we give you back all the glory, the honor that belongs to you alone in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer, Erla. And of course, thank you so much for sharing your story and honest wisdom. To our listeners, thank you for joining us today. If you want to, you know, connect and be able to touch base with Erla and Ken for their missions in the Philippines, please do pop me a text message at 0273417908, or please do comment on our FB page and we will endeavor to contact you.
And John, before I forget,
yes.
I would like to share with this young people who is just like, you know, having the right choice.
Yes.
You know, for their life.
Mm-hmm.
Get God involved. He knows best.
That's
and
true.
He will not give you the second best. He's always giving you the best.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with God, we can never make any mistakes 100% if we actually obey and listen to Him. And I would just like to emphasize what Erla said. You know, God is going to give you the best.
Yes.
And sometimes we think that God is taking away our joy, but actually not. He is protecting us.
Yes, yes. Lovingly and, you know, carefully, you know, He shaped us into the way He wants us to be.
Yeah.
For His plan and purposes, for the good purpose.
Yeah. And the plan and purposes of God is actually good for all of us.
Amen.
Yeah. We can never go wrong, and we will always find love in that presence. Thank you so much, Erla, for that. So next week, we are continuing our Renewing of Our Mind series, Living It Out, Sustaining a Renewed Mind for Life. So this will be the last episode in our Renewing Our Your Mind series. That will be on the 5th of September. So please do join us. So before we end the session, we are just going to leave you with this song once again, Build My Life with Pat Barrett. It's a very beautiful song. And once again, thank you for the time that Erla
worthy
spent with us.
Song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Every breath.